I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. History was made last night. Retired General Michael Flynn resigned as National Security Advisor after 24 days, the shortest tenure ever in that job. The previous record, if you're interested, was held by Richard Allen, who held the post for 348 days under Ronald Reagan. So that is surprising, but it's not the brevity that is the most remarkable part of Flynn's time as President Trump's National Security Advisor. Flynn resigned for misleading Vice President Pence about conversations he'd had with Russia before the inauguration. The truth came out because Flynn's phone call to the Russian ambassador was wiretapped by the intelligence community. Flynn's departure leaves America's national security leadership in some confusion now. Andrew Axum was Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Middle East Policy under President Obama and is now a writer for The Atlantic. So I'm seeing reports that the intelligence and defense community is in some way pretty unhappy with the administration and its whole outlook on the world. What is your sense of that?
Well, I think we've got to be really careful about that. On the one hand, there is a lot of anxiety within the intelligence community and within the defense community. I also don't think I need to tell anybody that this has been an incredibly chaotic White House. We have seen just an incredible amount of leaks coming out of this White House, what seems to be a lot of infighting in the senior leadership. And that, of course, is going to make people down in the departments and agencies nervous. And so I think that a lot of that's what's going on. But in addition, Mike Flynn in particular was a known critic of the intelligence community. And so it's no surprise that that relationship was somewhat antagonistic. I don't think this was the intelligence community lashing out at him or striking at him in any way. I think that, unfortunately for Mike Flynn, I think that this was a grave of his own digging, and that by misrepresenting what he had said to the vice president and to other senior officials, he put them in an exceptionally difficult position.
Leading figures in the Trump administration see the world as one where Western civilization is under siege from Islam and maybe China, most notably Steve Bannon, special advisor to the president. But Michael Flynn was also one of those who believed that. So looking ahead, what does Flynn's resignation mean for that doctrine?
Well, that's a really good question. I think that at some point, Mike Flynn became somewhat of a fellow traveler with folks like Steve Bannon and Sebastian Gorka in the administration, and really did begin to see this kind of almost civilizational conflict with the forces of radical Islam and perhaps even with Islam itself. But with his removal, it becomes really interesting in terms of who they replace him with. One name that's been mentioned, Admiral Harward, who was Jim Mattis's deputy at U.S. Central Command, spent most of his childhood in Iran, would not subscribe in all likelihood to the views of Steve Bannon or Mike Flynn, for that matter. And I think if he is named or if somebody like David Petraeus is named, then it could be chalked up as a real win for the quote-unquote moderate foreign policy community.
All right. Well, we're not there yet. I think of the whole point of national security is to keep us safe. And I think about the criticisms of the Bush administration in the months prior to 9/11, CIA Director Kofor Black warning something was imminent. It makes me wonder where this gap, practically speaking, between the White House and the intelligence community could lead us.
Well, I think that's exactly the thing to be fearing. But look, you get the presidents that you elect, and it's not like Americans didn't know that Donald Trump was the type of person to fire off a tweet without fully considering the consequences, or make an outlandish proclamation without fully thinking through what he was saying. And so I think that Americans have no excuse. They knew what they were getting when they elected Donald Trump. We're 25 days into the Trump presidency, and Americans have almost 4 years at least to get through. I don't see the president changing anytime soon.
Andrew Axum, contributing editor with The Atlantic and former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense, thank you.
Sure thing. Thanks for having me.